Listening, Unit 3, page 24. B.
You will hear a radio interview about flu pandemics. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Welcome to today's edition of Checkup. Our special guest this afternoon is epidemiologist Andrew Law, who's going to talk to us about influenza, or flu. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
First of all, Andrew, can you tell us a bit about your job, about epidemiology?
Yes, of course. Well, epidemiologists like me study diseases in the community. Our aim is to find out where diseases come from, how they spread, what they do, and, of course, how we can prevent them. We are concerned with epidemics like flu and cholera, but also with problems like obesity and heart disease.
Obesity and heart disease? Surely they don't behave in the same way as influenza. They aren't really contagious, are they?
No, you're right, they aren't. Not like flu. Flu is extremely infectious. It's mainly transmitted from person to person. In fact, it is an airborne virus. This means that you can catch it by being near someone who is coughing and sneezing, and also from touching something that has been sprayed with droplets from coughing and sneezing. You can even catch it from having a conversation with an infected individual.
And obviously, obesity can't be caught in this way.
Exactly. Although, it does tend to run in families. So you could say it is transmissible in a way.
That's true. But going back to flu, can you tell us a little more about it? Everyone knows about the devastating Spanish flu pandemic just after World War I, in 1918 to 1919, and more recently the swine flu pandemic in 2009.
Actually, people call it swine flu, but we don't think the 2009 pandemic was caused by pigs at all. It seems more likely that it was caused by a mutation of swine, avian, that's birds, and human flu viruses. Unfortunately, calling it swine flu ended up causing a great deal of unnecessary hardship, as governments panicked and forced farmers to slaughter thousands of perfectly healthy pigs.
I didn't know that. That's awful. So people didn't catch it from being close to pigs?
No, the vast majority of people will have caught it from other people infected with the virus.
So it's spread in the usual way?
Precisely.
So, Andrew, am I right in thinking that the 2009 flu pandemic started in Mexico City and lasted around 18 months, killing fewer than 20,000 people?
Actually, that's not quite right. The first person to have been diagnosed with this new strain of influenza virus, patient zero, was a boy in Veracruz in eastern Mexico. But scientists think it more likely that the virus emerged the year before. As for fatalities, we believe now that the figure of 18,500 deaths caused by swine flu, or to be more precise, by the H1N1 virus, was a gross underestimation. Research has now shown that the figure is more likely to be somewhere between 300 and 600,000 deaths. The problem is that it's impossible to keep an exact count of every single case. Also, people don't always recognize the cause of death, especially in less developed countries.
Yes, I can imagine. But 300 to 600,000 is a huge number.
It is indeed. But having said that, it is nowhere near the catastrophic outcome of the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, which is known to have killed no fewer than 25 million people, though some researchers believe the number to be somewhere between 50 and 100 million.
That's incredible. So Spanish flu killed many more people than World War I.
There's no doubt about it. Of course, you've got to remember there weren't any vaccinations then. and people weren't as aware of how diseases like influenza spread. Today, we know what precautions to take, and we can produce a vaccination for a new strain of flu in a matter of months, if not weeks. Healthcare education campaigns have also had a huge influence. Just making sure you wash your hands properly with soap and water every time you come home, especially after being in a crowded space like a bus or a train, makes an enormous difference.
And covering your mouth using a tissue whenever you cough or sneeze.
That's right. We've come a long way.